Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today we're going to look at the readings from Mass, the first reading in particular, taken from the Acts of the Apostles, and the focusing on the person of Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And one of the things we see as Barnabas begins to appear in the story of the church on mission, as the church is beginning to grow, its life is being extended, we see how the Lord sets people apart to be able to be conduits of his grace to help extend the kingdom of God. There's a lot in this short reading that we're given today that we can chew on, and then also a couple of gems from the gospel. Before I start, I just want to say a little prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for the wisdom of your plan, the beauty of the unfolding of the mission of the church that we read these days in the Acts of the Apostles, the way, the clear way in which your promises to them were fulfilled, the reality of what you said they would do, what they would experience, and how you would strengthen them and accompany them with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, your Spirit is with your church always. And we ask you, and each of us who are here today, those who are listening, we ask, Lord, for more of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, to awaken in us everything you want for us in our relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. We pray for that Pentecostal grace and anointing that everyone who received him in the Acts of the Apostles, everyone who heard and said yes to the gospel, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to be filled with the Spirit and live with an awareness of what you've actually done in us. Come, Holy Spirit, expand our minds, expand our hearts, awaken in us all that you desire for us, that the message of the gospel, that the beauty, the truth of Jesus and what he's accomplishing may be fulfilled in our time, and may it be said about us what is said about Barnabas and Paul and others in terms of their love and their faithfulness and obedience to the Holy Spirit. Mother Mary, we ask for your intercession. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 19 and following. So what we see here is, I'll begin with verse 19. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to none except Jews. So what they're referencing there, remember the story that we touched on a while back, where Stephen stood up, and in that Christ-like moment, the first martyr, he proclaims Jesus, he challenges all the Jewish leaders he was speaking to. He said, you were stiff-necked, you refuse even to listen to Moses, who you claim as, you know, all the great patriarchs and the prophets who you claim, you didn't listen to them. And you rejected now the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, the one whom they predicted would be coming in one way or another. And so Stephen stood up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he was stoned. And Jesus said, don't be afraid in those moments. When those moments come, I will give you the words to speak. And he really gave Stephen words to speak that are powerful. And he said, I'll be with you always. And Stephen experienced the anointing of the Spirit. And then in that moment, in the most difficult moment, he saw the heavens opened and he saw the Lord. And while he was literally being killed, he saw the consolation that they're beginning to drag him out, the consolation of the presence of the Lord, the victorious King, his Lord. He saw it. And he was able, in imitation of Jesus, to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So because of Stephen's witness and the commotion, the conversions that happened among some of the Jews, the commotion that was happening, there was a negative response from the leadership that some were arrested and the rest, so they basically scattered, as this passage mentions. They were scattered because of the persecution that broke out. And some went to Antioch, and then we're going to talk about how the gospel went to Antioch in verse 20. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Greeks also. So we know in chapter 11 that Peter was given the vision of Cornelius, the Gentile soldier who was brought to the Lord through Peter, which was astounding, shocking, because most Jews still thought that, you know, the message was supposed to go to the Jews and the Jews only. Some of them did, right? But Peter, through the lead of the Holy Spirit and God's plan, it was extended to the Gentiles. And now we see the next step. It's the same thing is happening, is that those who were scattered from Jerusalem and those who went to Antioch began to preach to Greeks. It says they were preaching the Lord Jesus. That means Jesus is Lord and Jesus as Savior. That's what it means when they say they're preaching the Lord Jesus. The basic message that Peter spoke, the kerygma, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter said so clearly, what you're seeing here in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit has come to empower us, to move us, to give us courage to proclaim this truth that Jesus Christ is not dead, but he's alive, he's risen, and he's ascended to the right hand of the Father. And this fulfills God the Father's plan and purpose. Jesus Christ is now at the right hand of the Father with all power and authority. He's been made Lord, that means all authority is his, and Christ. He's the anointed one, the one that has been chosen by the Father to pour out the Spirit, to make it possible for people to be saved and to be born again, and to enter the life of the church. Okay, verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number that believed turned to the Lord. So the hand of the Lord was upon them. It's worthwhile pausing. We hear some of these descriptions that are there. We saw that they preached the Lord Jesus. That's what the church is supposed to be doing right now. We heard when Pope Leo, one of his first days, you heard commentators, Bishop Barron and others saying, one of the fundamental things that the Pope does and is called to do is to be like the first preacher of the resurrection of Jesus and the lordship of Jesus, these kinds of things. And so it's a good reminder that the central message, the foundational message, and the main thing the church is meant to do is to bring the person of Jesus to a world that doesn't know him. It says, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and they knew it. So they experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. The hand of the Lord is sometimes considered another way of describing the work of the Holy Spirit that's guiding them. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. So he came representing the brethren in Jerusalem and the apostles, and on their behalf, he exhorted them, thanked them, and called them to continue to walk in faithfulness and fulfill the purpose that the Lord has given to him. And then it goes on to say in verse 24, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. I love that. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. That's part of the normal Christian life. That's what ought to be said, and hopefully can be said of all of us who are baptized into Christ, that we're good men, good women. And the reason for it is we're living with the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit, and walking in faith, the abandonment of our lives and trust to God. Remember, faith is not just in a biblical sense, not just the creeds, for example, that we assent to the creeds, which we do, and that is an exercise of faith. We believe. We believe these truths. We believe this revelation. But at another level, in some ways a deeper level, is the radical abandonment of our lives in trust to God. We become nomads of faith. We lean on him in such a way that if he wasn't there, we'd fall flat on our face. We're trusting him with our whole lives. We give him our lives. That's what it means to be a disciple. And Barnabas is a tremendous witness to that. And he's encouraging the brethren. And he had a great gift for encouragement. And a large company was added to the Lord that day, just like on the day of Pentecost. I don't know what the number is, but a large company was added. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for a whole year, they met with the church and a large company of people. And in Antioch, the disciples were for the first time called Christians. So it's a historic moment. They're Christians. They're followers of Christ. It says now, verse 27, now in those days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine all over the world. And this took place in the days of Claudius. And the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brethren who lived in Judea, and they did so. sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. One of the things we're seeing very clearly is the spiritual gifts emerging, the prophetic words. We saw Peter's encounter with the Holy Spirit and God's word to him about Cornelius, and Cornelius saw an angel appear to him and tell him about Peter and brings them together. And there's signs, there's wonders, there's prophetic words, and they sought the Lord through the grace of the Holy Spirit as part of the normal Christian life. And part of what's been happening throughout the last century is periodically there's a need in the history of the church at times for a renewal in the Spirit. For renewal in the Holy Spirit, that means what? An awakening to the graces that we've been given in baptism and confirmation that includes being empowered for mission and knowing it, that the grace of Pentecost is on us to communicate what the Lord has done, and not only just through our words, but also through signs and wonders and the exercise of spiritual gifts. Verse 13, a little bit more here on Barnabas and Saul. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, the member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and they sent them off. So that's the community there in Antioch. And again, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. You see how the apostles and even the new believers in Antioch, they weren't part of the 12, the original 12, but they were believers that had heard the gospel, responded to the gospel, scattered because of the persecution, but they knew that the Lord was with them. And they knew for sure, no matter where they ended up being scattered to, they were called to proclaim the Lord Jesus. And they did it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they knew it. And the Holy Spirit was helping them. That's part of the normal Christian life. And part of what is being renewed in the life of the church is that awareness and that awakening of the presence and being yielded to the Holy Spirit's promptings. I love this line, verse 2. While they were worshiping, what they were doing, they're worshiping the Lord and they were fasting. They took a time, a special time, to seek the Lord and to worship him. And then the Holy Spirit spoke. Now, that doesn't happen unless you're aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit and you anticipate, and there's a, you have a kind of openness and sensitivity and just the confidence that the Holy Spirit is with us. And the Holy Spirit said, set them apart for mission. And then they continued in their fasting and their praying. They laid hands on them for more of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the sending that went forward. It's really precious, and it's important for us, brothers and sisters, as we take up the Acts of the Apostles, to do a little Lectio Divina. It's called put yourself in that situation. Imagine if you were one of the new believers in this Greek community who's come to know the Lord, and you're now mixing it up with Barnabas and others who are there, and you're praying with them, and you're growing in the Holy Spirit, you're following Jesus, and you're there in this moment along with them, following their leadership, experiencing the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, and they're saying yes to him, and they're being open, and they're responding to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, who is the first missionary and the one who leads the whole missionary process in the life of the church. And we're all baptized into him, and therefore we all have the grace to say yes. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.